感谢主，我们今天晚上呢，一起来学习这个信仰的传承。
Thank God that tonight we can learn together the passing on of faith.
人的一生啊，很重要，就是要找到这个正确的信仰。
Throughout the journey of life of man, the important thing is that he finds the right faith.
因为我们找到了正确的信仰，我们就找到了真神。
Because as long as we find the correct faith, then we have found the true God.
真神是无所不知、无所不在。
And the true God is omnipotent and omniscient.
所以我们找到这位真神以后，我们的人生的方向绝对是成功的。
Therefore, as long as we find the true God, whatever direction we take, it will be successful.
我们一定能够在这个信仰当中得到平安，得到喜乐。
And within our faith, we can find peace and joy.
有一位长老呢，他接到了医生的一个通知。
There was an elder who received a message from a doctor.
说他有这个肺癌啊。
And the doctor told him that he had lung cancer.
那么他接到这个消息之后，一下子他也很惊慌。
When he received this message, he was very panicked.
他就跪下来祷告。
So he knelt down and prayed.
那么在祷告当中啊，
and within prayer,
他知道了，
he knew,
人的生命本来就在神的手中嘛，
that the life of man is within the hands of God.
神要什么时候接我们回去，神他都有美好的计划。
And God has a beautiful plan whenever he takes us back.
所以不应该为这样的事情来伤心。
Therefore, we should not sorrow over these things.
所以他也想到腓立比书四章六节所说的。
So he remembered what is recorded in Philippians chapter 4,
verse 6. 我们应当一无挂虑，把所需要的告诉神。
That in prayer and petition, we cast all our anxieties on God.
神要赐给我们这个意外的平安。
Because he will give us peace that transcends everything.
所以这位长老呢，他从此之后，
therefore from that point on,
他就以一颗喜乐的心来面对这个癌症。
The elder had a cheerful heart to face his cancer.
经过十几年呢。
After 10-some years,
他除了尽本分来照顾自己的健康，
he put in his best effort to take care of himself.
剩下的就交托主耶稣了。
And the rest he entrusted to God.
本来在工作上，他怕说承担太多。
Within his career and occupation, he felt that he maybe was taking on too much.
后来想一想，该做的还是要做。
But he thought that whatever he should do, he ought to
do. 所以他在圣工上也不敢推辞。
Therefore, he did not refuse any holy work.
所以感谢主。
Thank God.
经过十几年了，
After 10-some years,
主耶稣还保守他的生命。
Lord Jesus has still preserved his life.
他特别提到，
He especially mentioned,
在那个时期啊，
that within that time period,
有一位他的朋友，
one of his friends,
跟他一样患了这个病，
was like him and he had this illness.
那他这个朋友就马上退休了，
but this elder's friend retired immediately.
去找一个乡下的地方去养病。
In order to find a place in the rural areas to take care of.
不过很快的，这位朋友已经离世了。
But only within a short time period that friend departed.
当然，这个生命是在神的手中。
Of course, the life of man is in the
hands of God. 但是没有信主的人呐、
But for those who do not believe
in God, 难免都会忧虑。
They will worry.
心中不平安。
They will not have peace within
their heart. 这样对于这个病情来讲是没有什么造就的。
This is not beneficial to one who is sick.
所以说我们今天有这么好的信仰，
so today we have such a wonderful faith.
真的是要满心感谢神。
We must thank God for it.
这个正确的信仰带给我们精彩的人生。
And this correct faith brings us an exciting and vivid life.
因为这个正确的信仰呢，能够让我们有一个坚定的信心。
Because this correct faith allows us to have a stable faith.
在世上原本我们都会遇到很多的难题。
Within our lives on this earth, we will face many difficulties.
但是我们相信主耶稣是我们最好的依靠。
But we believe that Jesus Christ is our best reliance.
所以只要我们全心交托主的话，
As long as we entrust everything to him with our
heart, 我们可以去经历我们人生呢，真的是精彩。
And we can experience that our life is truly very vivid.
我们真教会早期的时候，
Within the early stages of our true church,
有一位吴道元长老啊。
There was an elder Wu.
他原本是长老会的长老。
Originally, he was of the Presbyterian church.
那时候他是住在大陆的厦门。
At that time, he lived in Xiamen, China.
他也是一个很有名的医生。
He was also a renowned physician.
但是在那个时候,
By that time,
啊, 他的妹妹呢, 这个患了一个脑瘤了。
His younger sister had a brain tumor.
啊, 这个肿得非常的大。
And this tumor was very large.
他自己是医生。
He himself was a doctor.
他的妹妹的先生也是医生啊。
His brother-in-law was also a doctor.
他们都束手无策。
But they could not do anything.
那时候大概是1920年代了哈。
That was about the 1920s.
啊，所以他们就去从英国啊找了名医过来。So
they found famous physicians from England.
英国的医生也跟他讲。But
even the English physician told them.
你这妹妹大概在这个生命不超过2个礼拜。This
sister of yours has no more than 2 weeks.
啊，所以当然他心里很难过了。And
of course he felt very much sorry.
就在这个时候呢。
But at this time.
我们一位弟兄啊。
There was a brother of our church.
很有信心的,
he had great faith.
跑到他家里头去,
and went to his house.
跟他见证了,
to testify.
我们真耶稣教会啊,
that within our church,
有神的能力啊,
there is the power of God.
这个吴长老就问他,
and this elder Wu asked him,
你们真耶稣教会信什么的?
What does your church believe in?
我们弟兄就拿圣经给他看,
and then our brother showed him the Bible.
我们就信这本圣经啊,
we believe this book, the Bible.
吴长老看一看, 哎, 这个跟我们一样嘛。
Elder Wu looked at this Bible and said, this is the same as ours.
我们都信一样的就不用了。
Therefore, we believe the same thing and it's okay.
但是呢, 这位弟兄啊,
However, this brother
第二天又来了,
came back on the second day
来报告他一件很奇妙的事情,
to report to him a miraculous thing.
就是前天的晚上啊,
that the night before
有一位这个瞎眼的, 祷告以后得到医治了。
There was a blind man who received healing after
所以这个让, 啊, 这个吴长老呢, 觉得很惊讶。
So this elder Wu was very surprised.
真教会真的有这么大的能力吗?
Does this true church really have this great power?
所以就请这位弟兄说, 请你们传道人过来好吗?
And so elder Wu asked his brother to ask the pastors to come.
我们传道人就过去了。
And our pastors went.
啊, 来介绍真耶稣教会。
To introduce to him the true Jesus church.
啊, 介绍了之后,
And after this introduction,
他们就一起祷告,
they prayed together.
特别为他的妹妹祷告。
And especially prayed for that sister.
那么祷告完之后呢?
After the prayer,
啊, 传道人也就回去了,
the pastors went back home.
啊, 但是很奇妙,
but miraculously,
吴长老的护士啊, 跑过来跟他讲的,
Elder Wu's nurses came to tell him.
哎, 2个小时过了,
after 2 hours,
你的妹妹怎么没有晕倒呢?
Your younger sister has not yet fainted.
因为过去大概2个小时要晕倒一次啊,
because previously that sister would faint.
吴长老觉得也是很惊讶,
Elder Wu was also very surprised.
他说, 啊, 你再帮忙再留心看看。
Keep a watch out for.
啊, 结果呢, 4个小时, 6个小时,
after 4 hours, after 6 hours,
都没有晕倒啊,
she did not faint.
吴长老去检查他妹妹这个头上的脑瘤啊,
so Elder Wu examined that tumor.
哎, 发现慢慢的消失了,
and realized that it was shrinking.
哇, 他非常高兴,
he was so glad.
啊, 所以吴长老继续查考道理,
and so Elder Wu continued to
也请我们教会啊,
so,
为他祷告。
And asked the church to pray for him.
很奇妙了,
miraculously.
没有几天这个瘤就完全消失了,
after 2 days, the tumor disappeared.
啊, 这个真的是非常大的神迹,
this was a great miracle.
那么吴长老也查考清楚以后,
and after Elder Wu studied the truth carefully,
就来接受我们真耶稣教会了,
he accepted the true Jesus church.
不但他个人接受了,
and not only he personally,
因为他的家乡是在台湾, 啊, 这个嘉义的埔子,
and because his house was situated in Jiayi in Taiwan.
哎, 所以他就回去特别来介绍真耶稣教会。
And so he went back to introduce the True Jesus Church.
结果那一次回去来传扬真耶稣教会。
And so he went back to preach the True Jesus Church.
啊, 想不到40多位的亲戚朋友来信主了。
And about 40-some friends came to believe.
所以在台南那个地方就建立了教会了。
And therefore, in Taiwan, Tainan, Taiwan, they established a church.
所以吴长老的一生啊,
therefore, in the whole life of Elder Wu,
经历了神这么样奇妙的恩典,
he experienced such miraculous grace from God.
他自己得到造就,
he personally was edified.
他的家人也得到造就,
his household was edified.
这样的信仰真的是让人精彩,
and this kind of faith is exciting.
啊, 其实在我们生活当中,
actually, in our own lives,
每一个人都会遇到各种不同的问题。
Each of us face different difficulties.
我们对于我们的神认识越清楚,
but the more we understand our God,
啊, 我们只要信靠他,
As long as we rely on
him,
he will fulfill what we ask.
圣经这样说,
the Bible says,
我们来看耶利米书33章,
let's turn to Jeremiah chapter
33. 耶利米书33章,
Jeremiah 33.
请看第三节,
verse
3. 33章第三节,
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
好, 这个地方告诉我们,
here it tells us
这个耶利米, 这个得到神的启示,
that when Jeremiah received the revelation
神跟他说,
from God, God told him,
你求靠我, 我就应允你,
when you call to me, I will answer you,
要将你所不知道, 又大又难的事, 指示你,
and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
所以我们在一生当中啊,
therefore, within our whole lives,
我想我们有很多又大又难的事情,
there are many things that are great and mighty.
我们也不知道说该怎么样处理,
and we do not know how to solve them.
但是感谢神啊,
but thank God,
我们有神做依靠,
we have God as our reliance.
我们就可以放心了,
and so we can have peace in our hearts.
我们有一位王保罗执事啊,
we have a Deacon Wang.
他是一个警察,
he is a police officer.
那这位执事是 对于这个信仰很忠心啊,
this deacon is very faithful to his faith.
他不求名, 不求利啊,
he does not seek power status.
所以他也不想要升官,
and so he did not want to be promoted.
因为他希望留在自己的家乡来为教会服务,
because he hoped to stay in his hometown to serve the church.
但是有一天啊,
but one day,
他的长官跟他讲, 你这一次一定要升官的,
his superior told him that this time you must take the promotion.
因为要派你去 办一件很重要的这个案件,
because we need to send you on a very important case.
就是有人用这个船只啊, 去那个, 这个做枪支的, 这个买卖,
someone was doing illegal trade of guns.
但是呢, 这件案件啊,
3年都没有破案, it was not solved within 3 years.
所以长官跟他讲, 半年你要破案。
And so his superior told him, you must solve this case within half a year.
王执事接受到这个案件的时候, 真的是心里很担心啊。
And when Deacon Wang received this case, he was very worried.
已经3年的时间了,
because 3 years had already passed,
很多的线索应该都没有了。
Perhaps a lot of the evidence had already disappeared.
怎么去破这个案呢?
How could he crack this case?
真的对他来讲是非常的为难。
To him, this was indeed a great difficulty.
那当然我们都知道说要靠神啊。
However, we all know that we ought to rely on God.
所以王执事就把这个事情啊, 放在祷告当中。
And so Deacon Wang put this matter into prayer.
很奇妙。
Miraculously.
有一天祷告的时候啊,
one day as he was praying,
竟然看到一个异象,
he saw a vision.
三个字,
3 words.
伯利恒,
Bethlehem.
他想, 这一定是那一艘船的名字啊。
Maybe he thought that this was the name of the ship that they were using to perform this illegal trade.
他就请人家去找啊, 到底有没有这艘船?
And so he asked people to go search to see if there was indeed that boat.
一般台湾的那些, 在做这个船的生意的, 大概都是, 没有信主的比较多。
Ordinarily, the people who have traded in boats and ships, they do not believe.
所以找不到这个伯利恒这一艘船啊。
And so they could not find a boat named Bethlehem.
王执事想, 既然有看这样一下, 一定有意思了。
But he thought that since he had seen that vision, then it must have meaning.
就跟他的部下讲, 那么找那些船只, 只要2个字一样就可以了。
And so he told his subordinates that just find the ship that has 2 syllables matching.
刚好找到一艘船啊。
And they found a boat.
它的名字叫做很吉利, 有2个字是一样的。
And 2 of the syllables of the boat of that name was the same as Bethlehem.
这是永远吉利嘛, 所以呢, 就去查说这艘船去哪里了。
And so they tracked down where that boat had gone.
这艘船已经开出, 这个, 开到海, 海上去了。
And that boat was out on the open ocean.
就请海上的警察去把那一艘船把它带回来。
And so they asked the Navy Patrol to bring that ship back.
靠岸之后,
After the boat came to the shore, they apprehended all the people on the boat.
刚好旁边有一家旅馆啊,
and there was a hotel nearby.
所以就请他的同事, 那个警察呢, 一个一个是隔间, 每一个人在一个房间来审问。
And so they interrogated each person in one room of the hotel.
啊，那审问完了之后呢？
After interrogation,
请他们排成一列子啊。
They asked them to line up in a row.
那我们这执事啊，就从这头走过到那头。
And so the deacon walked from this end of that row to the other.
这个时候，执事就注意看他们的眼神呢、啊。
And he paid attention to their stares.
哎，看到有几位眼神有点问题啊。
And he saw that some of them were a little fidgety.
再把他。请他们出来再审问。
And so he separated them out and interrogated them again.
结果呢，审问出来了。
And finally, they interrogated.
没有错，这艘船就是三年前呢，就走私这个枪支的船只啊。
And there was no mistake that this boat had participated in that illegal trade.
啊，不到三个月就破案了。
Within 3 months, they cracked the case.
真的是很奇妙。
And this was indeed very miraculous.
连他的同事都觉得，哇，你怎么那么厉害？
Even his colleagues were amazed.
啊，他就跟他们介绍说他是祷告靠主耶稣来帮助的。
And he introduced to them how he had prayed and received help.
所以在我们人生的当中，
And so within our lives,
我们都会遇到很多的问题。
We will encounter many difficulties.
哎，但是我们一定有信心。
But we must have faith.
来信靠主。
To rely on the Lord.
我相信你的见证一样是精彩的。
And I believe that your testimony will just be
justified. 所以正确的信仰
And so a correct
faith. 让我们的信心非常的活泼
Allows our faith to become very lively.
正确的信仰也带给我们非常美好的盼望
And a correct faith brings us a beautiful hope.
一般人来讲
And ordinarily speaking,
谁在世上有盼望呢
Who has hope upon this earth?
一般人说，哇，有地位，有权财
People say, if you have status or
you have wealth, 有学问
If you have education,
啊、这样的人是活得很有盼望。
This person will live a life of hope.
那么那一些贫穷的
，But the poor,
那一些智能低的
，The people who do not have much,
长得很难看的
，They do not have good looks.
你说他们有盼望吗
？Do those people have hope?
真的，一般人认为说这哪里有什么盼望
？People would think they do not have much hope.
但是在我们的信仰里面
，But within our faith,
只要认识主耶稣。
As long as we understand the Lord
Jesus Christ, 人人都有盼望。
Each and every one of us has a hope.
啊，在大陆啊，那个福建的地方。
In mainland China and Fujian.
啊，有一个是乞丐哈。
There was a beggar.
啊，那么她是一个老太太。
And she was an elderly lady.
啊，她眼睛是瞎眼的。
She was blind.
她就。来到教会要讨饭了。
She came to church.
那讨饭的时候，听到教会有人在讲道。
She came to beg, but then she heard the sermon.
她就很用心在那边听道理。
And so she paid close attention and listened.
听得很入神啊。
And she was very immersed.
教会的接待人员就请她说：“啊，那你进来，你要听道理就请进来。”
And so the ushers invited her in to listen.
结果连是听了几天以后啊。
After listening for a few days.
她心里很感动。
She was touched.
也因为这样子，她就信了主了。
And because of this, she came to believe.
啊，信了主又就有盼望了。
After she believed, she had hope.
啊，当然教会就不会让她去当乞丐了。
And of course, the church would not let her just be a beggar anymore.
有一天呢，她想要把这个好消息带回她的家乡。
And one day, she wanted to bring the good news back to her hometown.
啊，她家乡是一个叫做很有名的湄洲岛啊。
And her hometown was a very famous island.
那个是一个偶像很兴盛的地方。
That was a place where idolatry was very rampant.
她搭那艘船要回去了。
As she embarked on a boat to go home.
就在搭船的时候，听到有人在哭啊。
As she embarked on a ship, she heard someone crying.
她听到以后就走过去。
And when she heard the cry, she walked over.
问她说你怎么样了？
She asked them how they were.
我心里，我这个肚子很痛啊。
And the person said that they had a good, bad stomach.
我们这个老姐妹就说她，我为你祷告。
The elderly sister told them that they would pray.
跟他介绍教会的祷告。
And introduced that person prayer.
这么一祷告呢，病得到医治了。
And once they prayed, they were healed.
老姐妹回到她的家乡。
And when the elderly sister returned home,
啊，就听到说有很多家庭啊被鬼附着的。
She heard that many families were disturbed by demons.
啊，她凭着爱心跟信心啊。
Through faith and love.
为鬼附的这个家庭祷告。
She prayed for the families that were disturbed by demons.
祷告之后，鬼真的出去了。
And after prayers, the demons actually left.
这一消息就传出去了。
And this news spread around.
就在那个时候啊。
And at that time.
大概十几个家庭。
tens and families.
都是被鬼附着的,
they were all disturbed by demons.
他们都来找这位姐妹,
they all came to find the sister.
主耶稣也给他有这样的恩赐啊,
that the sister had such grace from God.
十几个家庭, 鬼被赶出去了,
so these tens and families, the demons
他们真的很感动,
had left. This was very moving.
所以他们就来信主了,
and so they all came to believe.
短短的两三年啊,
and within two or three years, 300 some members came to believe.
后来呢，也在那个地方盖起第一座的基督教堂。
Later on, the first Christian chapel was established there.
真的是非常荣耀神，又造就当地的人。
This was indeed a very glorifying and edifying experience.
所以我们可以了解，即使再贫穷的人呢，在主里头都是有盼望的。
We come to the understanding that even the poor and the needy, they can come to have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only in this life do we have hope, but in the life to come also.
有一位老姐妹啊,
there was an elderly sister
在医院住院,
who is in the hospital.
有一天啊, 她丈夫来看她的时候,
one day when her husband came to visit,
她就跟她丈夫讲啊,
she told her husband,
我昨天晚上有天使来告诉我,
last night, angels came to tell me
说要带我回天家,
that they were going to bring me home.
她就安慰她的丈夫,
and she comforted her husband, saying,
假如我回天家, 你不要伤心啊,
that if I return to my heavenly home, do not be sorrowful.
她的丈夫听了, 当然也很高兴, 能够回天家, 啊, 这个是很有福气啊,
and of course, her husband was very glad because to go home to the heavenly home is a very great blessing.
真的那一天啊, 主耶稣就把她带回去了,
and indeed, the Lord Jesus took her home that day.
家里的人得到很大的安慰,
and the people of her household were very comforted.
所以我们信主的人啊,
so for those of us who believe,
我们是有活泼的盼望,
we have a living hope.
有盼望人生才精彩,
only when we have hope are our lives exciting.
不但如此啊,
and not only this,
我们的信仰,
but our faith,
能够让我们有那种感动人的爱心,
can produce love that moves other people.
爱心就是要一种要付出,
love requires sacrifice.
懂得付出呢, 是一种智慧,
to know how to give and to sacrifice is a wisdom.
肯付出呢, 是一种幸福,
those who can give and sacrifice is a blessing.
这样的人生真的是精彩,
and this kind of life excites.
在大概1996年的时候,
around 1996,
我们就到了印度啊, 去协助圣工,
we were stationed in India to help with the holy work.
在印度那个期间啊,
and in the time where we were in India,
我们就跟一些那个教会的圣工人员, 聊天,
we were having a conversation with some of the holy workers there.
那就问他说, 你的孩子几岁了?
We asked them, how old is your child?
我的孩子10岁啊,
my child is 10 years old.
是读几年级啊?
What grade is he in?
他没有读书啊,
he does not go to school.
我们就很好奇,
and so we are very curious.
你为什么没有读书呢?
Why does he not go to school?
他也是不好意思讲啊,
he was embarrassed to say.
后来跟他讲, 你讲没关系,
and we told him it is okay to say.
他就说, 我们啊, 没有这个经费,
and so they said that they do not have the financial capability.
我们再问说, 那, 你一个学期多少的经费呢?
And so we asked, what is the tuition for one semester?
他说, 10块美金啊,
10 USD.
当时跟我一起去印度的, 那个马来西亚的总负责, 谢多玛长老,
and so the person who accompanied me to India was a holy worker from Malaysia.
他就私底下跟我讲,
and privately he said to me,
10块美金对我们来讲, 当然是小事情啊,
10 USD to us, it is not.
少吃一块牛排啊, 就有10块美金了,
if we skip out on one meal of steak,
他说,
then we have 10 USD. 我们应该来帮助印度的这些,
弟兄姐妹,
we ought to help the brothers and sisters in India.
这个谢长老又跟我讲,
and this Malaysian worker elder,
我们手心这样向下, 是恩典啊,
if we give this is grace, mercy.
他们手心向上, 是很不好意思啊,
but for them to turn their palms upward to receive,
他们也不好意思说, 要我们来帮助啊,
it is a little bit, they would be shy to take it.
后来我就把这个事情呢, 带回台湾去了,
so I brought this matter back to Taiwan.
我就把所看到的跟弟兄姐妹分享,
I told the brothers and sisters what I had witnessed.
没有想到说弟兄姐妹很有爱心啊,
I did not think that the brothers and sisters would have such love.
这10块美金对我们每个人来讲都没问题的,
and they all said that 10 USD to them was nothing.
结果呢, 他们组成了一个多家爱心团体,
and so they created a, a Dorcas fellowship.
一下子募集了很多的钱,
and this fellowship had fundraised a lot of money.
他们亲自跑到印度去了解,
and they personally went to India to understand
the situation. 到底他们需要什么呢?
What exactly that the brothers and sisters in India needed.
然后给他们, 啊, 这个他们的帮助,
and they gave them that financial support.
所以从那个时候一直到现在啊,
and from that point on to today,
这个多家团契啊, 帮助了好几个国家,
the Dorcas fellowship has helped many countries.
从非洲, 印度, 啊, 这个, 缅甸等等啊,
from African countries to India.
啊, 尤其在几年前啊,
and a few years ago,
在泰国北部,
in the northern part of Thailand,
我们有一群的信徒啊,
we have a group of members.
孩子竟然去读佛教学校,
their children went to a Buddhist school.
因为他们没有钱,
because they did not have money.
佛教学校免费的,
and that Buddhist school is free.
当我们一听到说是佛教学校,
and when we heard that they sent their children to a Buddhist school, that they had to recite some Buddhist chants,
我们就吓了一跳,
we were
surprised.
How can this be?
就赶快请他们, 啊, 离开了佛教学校,
and so we asked them to disenroll their kids.
安排到要收会的学校,
and then we arranged for them to go to another school.
我们还要提供住的地方给他们,
that was also a boarding school.
结果算一算, 一年台币大概要200多万,
we calculated that it cost about 2 million NTD.
那教会呢, 也没有, 本来就没有这个预算,
and so the church was not prepared for this.
后来知道说, 啊, 多家爱心团契啊, 有很多的这个钱啊,
but we knew that the Dorcas Fellowship had a lot of
就请他们来支援,
funds. So we asked for their support.
啊, 他们就马上支援,
and they immediately supported.
所以我们可以看到教会里面,
so we can see that within the church,
有爱心的弟兄姐妹真的是很多,
there are truly many brothers and sisters who
have a lot of love,
but everyone is doing it in secret.
所以这些的爱心真的是很感动的,
and this kind of love is truly very moving.
哎, 所以我们教会要讲到爱心的见证,
and so if we want to speak testimonies,
啊, 可以说是很多的,
about love, there are many.
比如说有一位姐妹,
for example, there is a sister,
啊, 她为了为信主的丈夫祷告,
she was praying for her believing husband.
啊, 他们本来这个婚姻是破裂的,
originally their marriage was broken,
但是她信主以后,
but after he believed,
她相信了,
he believed,
爱心本身就是一种力量,
that love itself is a strength.
我们来看约翰一书,
let us turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第三章,
1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章,
1 John chapter 3.
啊, 我们请看第十四节,
verse 14.
啊, 十四节,
1 John chapter 3 verse 14. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death.
这里告诉我们有爱心的已经出死入生了,
we know that if we have love, then we have passed from death to life.
啊, 我们这个生命是有力量的,
and our life has strength.
所以他相信了,
therefore we believe.
靠着主的帮助,
that we rely on the help of God.
啊, 他相信他的丈夫, 啊, 能够, 啊, 悔改来信主,
and the sister believed that rely on the help of God, then the husband will come to believe.
丈夫原本是被关在监牢的,
his husband was originally in prison.
他接纳了他的丈夫,
but she accepted him.
结果他丈夫真的受感动来信主了,
and the husband was truly moved and came to believe.
哎, 所以说, 爱心的生活,
and so we can say that a life of love,
让人活得很精彩,
allows people to live a life that excites.
啊, 所以说我们的这个正确的信仰带给我们这么多的好处,
therefore a correct faith brings us so many benefits.
但这个信仰呢, 要维持真的是不容易,
but it is not easy to preserve this faith.
所以主耶稣他这么说,
therefore Jesus Christ has said.
我们来看马太福音的第11章,
in Matthew chapter 11,
啊, 马太福音11章12节,
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
啊, 这个地方告诉我们,
here it tells us,
主耶稣说要进天国需要努力的,
that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven,
努力的人就能够得着了,
you must exert much force, and the, 啊, those who exert much,
所以说我们在信仰上要付出代价来,
therefore, we must pay the price in our faith.
要努力去追求,
and we must pursue it diligently.
我们可以看到历史上很多的失败的例子,
History tells us many examples of failure.
我们看到所罗门王,
we see King Solomon.
他得到神那么多, 那么丰富的恩典,
he received such abundant blessing from God.
在他功成名就的时候呢, 失败了,
but he failed in his power.
啊, 其实这个显出人的那种惰性,
but this reveals a weakness of man.
啊, 在平安的时候, 就忽略了信仰的追求。
Now within times of peace, we might overlook the pursuit of our faith.
所以有一句话说,
there is a saying,
信主一年, 主在身边。
Now we believe God for 1 year, God is at your side.
信主三年呢, 主在天边。
Believe God for 3 years, God is in heaven.
啊, 信主三年呢, 没有追求。
Because after you believe for 3 years,
离神是离得很远很远啊,
you do not pursue and you are far away from God.
这样的情形是很容易被魔鬼进入啊,
and within the situation, it is very easy for Satan to enter.
受魔鬼迷惑,
and to be deceived by Satan.
所以主耶稣也这么说,
and so the Lord Jesus also says,
啊, 要走到永生的门路啊, 路是小的, 门是窄的。
That narrow is the gate to salvation.
啊, 进去的人不多了,
and not many enter by it.
但是要进入那个灭亡之路啊,
but wide is the way to destruction.
啊, 那是路是大的, 啊, 门是宽的。
The way is broad and the gate is wide.
所以这个真的是来提醒我们要在信仰上要努力追求。
This reminds us that we must pursue our faith.
我们不但要努力追求, 我们要把这信仰, 啊, 传下去。
We can only pursue our faith, but we must also pass it down.
那我们要怎么 去传承这个那么好的信仰呢?
And so how do we pass on such a beautiful faith?
啊, 那我们来看一位古圣徒, 啊, 的一个很好的榜样。
Let us look at an example from the saints of old.
我们来看创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
第五章请看21节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 21.
21节一直到24节。
Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah, 22. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters, 23. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
好, 这四节的经文里面,
within these four verses of scripture,
两次提到, 以诺与神同行。
It mentioned twice that Enoch walked with God.
与神同行是一个人, 啊, 人生成功的秘诀。
To walk with God is the secret to a successful life.
哎, 我们知道我们的神不会走错路的。
We know that our God will not walk on the wrong path.
是绝对正确的。
That is absolutely correct.
我们想要成功的话,
if we want to be successful,
你就要决定,要决心,要跟从。 我们天上的神,
you must determine to follow the God of heaven.
要与他同行,
and to walk with him.
不要有自己的意思啊,
we must not have our own will.
这个是非常重要的,
this is very important.
但是在我们生活当中,
but within our lives,
往往我们都忽略了, 啊, 神的意思。
We often overlook the will of God.
譬如说这个彼得啊,
for example, Peter,
啊, 他对于主耶稣是, 啊, 很有爱心的。
He had a lot of love for the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣跟他讲,
but the Lord Jesus told him,
啊, 我要受害,
that I will be persecuted,
要被定死,
and crucified.
但是我3天以后要复活,
but I will rise again after 3 days.
讲得那么清楚啊,
he said so plainly.
当主耶稣讲了这些事情之后,
but after he said these things,
主耶稣跟这些门徒讲,
the Lord Jesus told the disciples,
那我们现在呢, 我们往耶路撒冷去吧,
now let us head towards Jerusalem.
彼得马上阻挡,
and Peter immediately objected,
说, 主啊, 千万不可啊,
and he said, Lord,
你去的话,
we cannot.
会有生命的危险。
If you go, your life will be threatened.
这个是彼得的爱心啊。
This is the love of Peter.
但主耶稣怎么说?
But what did the Lord Jesus
主耶稣责备他,
say?
主耶稣责备他,
he rebuked him.
说, 撒旦, 退到后边去,
get behind me, Satan.
因为你体贴人的意思,
because you are mindful of the things of man.
不是体贴神的意思,
and not the things of God.
所以我们很担心的就是说, 我们假如说对道理不熟悉的话,
and so we must worry that if we are not familiar
with
the truth,
按照人的意思去做,
that we will often follow the will of man.
是很敬畏神的,
and perhaps these people are very reverent,
很有爱心的,
and have a lot of love.
但是往往会走错路啊,
but even these kinds of people might go astray.
有一位信徒啊, 来问我一个问题,
a believer came to ask me a question.
他说他想要到一个佛教的医院啊, 做志工啊,
He said he wanted to do volunteer work at a Buddhist hospital.
他问我说, 这样可以不可以?
He asked me if this was permissible.
在医院做志工当然很好啊,
of course, it is good to be a hospital
可是我问他了,
volunteer. But I asked him,
你在一个佛教医院当志工,
if you are a volunteer in a Buddhist hospital,
你是要引导, 啊, 那些人去哪里呢?
Where are you leading these people to?
他这个是佛教机构呢?
This is a Buddhist supported organization.
哎, 他们都是要引导人去拜佛, 拜, 拜偶像的,
they lead these people to worship idols.
你做这样的志工可以吗?
Can you do this type of volunteer work?
啊, 我就问他了,
and so I asked him.
后来他就知道了,
later on, he knew.
啊, 志工本来都是好的事情,
that volunteer work is a good thing.
但是你要做什么样的志工要分清楚,
however, you must discern what type of volunteer work you do.
做这样的志工不合神的旨意,
whereas this holy work is not aligned with the will of God.
所以我们看到保罗,
we see Paul,
他在传福音当中,
that when he was preaching the gospel,
哎, 他虽然很有计划,
even though he had a good plan,
但是他不忘, 忘记说要祷告,
but he did not forget to pray.
啊, 因为人的计划赶不上环境的变化,
because man's plan cannot catch up to the change of the environment.
所以他一样谦卑地来求问主啊,
and so he humbly asked of the Lord.
我们知道说, 啊, 圣灵就阻挡他, 不要照原来计划了,
and we know that the Holy Spirit prevented him from following his
original plan. 看到马其顿的呼声,
and he heard the Macedonian call.
他就知道了, 应该往哪个地方走,
and knew to head in that direction.
这个就是与神同行,
this is to walk with God.
我们也看到拿俄米,
we see Naomi.
她跟她丈夫带着孩子到摩亚地要去避难,
she and her husband went to Moab to escape the famine.
但是很不幸的, 丈夫死了, 两个儿子也死了,
but very unfortunately, her husband and her two sons passed away.
她知道, 去避难这一趟旅程啊, 是得罪神啊,
she knew that this trip, this journey had wronged the Lord.
因为当时的摩亚是被咒诅的地方,
because Moab was a cursed place.
后来, 这个Naomi真的悔改了,
later on, Naomi truly repented.
啊, 她的这个悔改呢, 影响了她的媳妇啊,
and this repentance and return influenced her daughter-in-law.
当她要回故乡的时候,
and when Naomi was returning to her hometown, she told her daughters-in-law that they should go back to remarry.
媳妇竟然跟她说,
and her daughter-in-law told her,
我要跟从你到底啊,
I will follow you till the end.
因为你的神就是我的神,
your God will be my God.
你的国就是我的国,
your people will be my people.
所以从这里让我们明白,
from here we understand,
Naomi 她悔改之后,
after Naomi came returned,
她知道要跟神同行,
she knew to walk with God.
所以她对这个信仰就非常的坚持,
therefore she insisted on her faith.
她这个信仰的表现也影响了她的媳妇,
and her act of faith had influenced her brother-in-law.
所以让她媳妇也知道跟神同行的重要,
so that her daughter-in-law also knew the importance of
walking with God. 所以我们今天要走这条成功的人生的道路,
therefore if we want to live a very successful life,
我们真的要下定决心,
we must be determined,
要努力的, 用心的来跟神同行,
to diligently walk with God.
以诺不只是跟同行, 跟神同行,
Enoch did not only walk with God,
他做了一件得神喜悦的事情,
he did something that pleased the Lord.
啊, 所以圣经告诉我们,
and the Bible tells us,
啊, 他没有经过死亡,
he did not encounter death,
直接被取到天上去了,
he was brought up to the heavens.
为什么会这样呢?
And why did this happen?
我们来看希伯来书,
let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的11章,
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书11章, 请看第五节,
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. Verse 5. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him.
这里告诉我们以诺为什么, 啊, 能够不见于死, 啊, 就被接去的呢?
Here it tells us why Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death.
这里告诉我们他已经得到神的喜悦了,
because it tells him that, tells us that he had pleased God.
神所喜悦的, 神就恩待他,
whoever God is pleased with, he will deal with mercifully.
那我们要怎么做才能够得到神的喜悦呢?
So how must we act so that we may please God?
在这个第六节这样说,
it says in verse 6,
人若没有信的话, 就不能得到神的喜悦,
without faith, it is impossible to please him.
因为到神面前来的人, 必须信有神, 且信他赏赐那寻求的人。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is. And
所以这个以诺呢, 他这样的信心, 得到神的喜欢。
Enoch's faith pleased the Lord.
所以我们今天呢, 要怎么传承信仰?
So today, how do we pass on our faith?
就是要有好的信心呢。
We must have a good faith.
有一位负责人啊,
there was a church, a council member.
他被选为负责人之后,
when he was elected to the council,
他觉得很亏欠神啊,
he felt that he owed God very much.
因为他开了一家很有名的餐厅,
because he opened a very famous restaurant.
生意很好,
had very good business.
安息日多在做生意啊,
and on the Sabbath day, he was still doing business.
他接受了这个负责人的工作,
but when he accepted the position of the council
他知道是亏欠神,
member, he knew that he was lacking towards God.
所以他跟家人讲啊,
and he told his family members,
我们既然当负责人,
since we are,
在信仰上应该留下好榜样,
since we are council members, then we must leave a good example.
所以全家人就决定了, 礼拜六不做生意了,
the whole family decided to not do business on the Sabbath day.
感谢主了,
thank God.
他这样的决定,
because of this decision,
啊, 全家人礼拜六都关店了,
the whole family shut down the shop.
经过几年之后,
after a few years,
真的见证神特别的恩待他们,
they testified the special grace of God.
也让他下一代啊, 知道守安息日是最重要的一件事情。
And they let their latter generations know that keeping the Sabbath day is
the
most important thing.
所以做家长的能够做正确的这个榜样。
And so if parents can set the good example,
对下一代帮助真的是很大。
It is truly a great blessing and benefit for the next generation.
但是这个信心呢, 有时候神会操练我们。
But sometimes God will test our faith.
让我们明白什么叫信心。
To let us understand what is faith.
我们有一位姐妹啊,
we have a sister.
她是做橄榄油生意的,
she does olive oil business.
啊, 生意很好,
she has very good business.
橄榄油要卖光了,
and she sold out of olive oil.
但是呢,她所订的货还没进口,
however, her next order had not come in.
哇, 她很着急啊,
she was very anxious.
一直联络的那个出口商,
she kept contacting the seller.
啊, 你们这个油怎么还没进来啊?
Why has the oil not arrived?
她说, 已经出去了,
and they said it has already been shipped.
但是总是看不到影子啊,
but where is it?
他当然一直祷告啊,
and she kept praying,
求主开路,
to, for God to open up a way.
可是时间到了,
but when the time came,
油还是看不到,
she still did not see the oil.
她有点怀疑啊,
and she suspected,
到底有祷告, 神有没有在听啊?
That if, whether or not God had heard her prayer,
哎, 心里真的存着疑问,
and there was doubt in her heart.
就在那个时刻,
at that time,
那时候是台湾发生了一个921大地震啊,
there was a great earthquake in Taiwan.
这个地震非常的大,
it was a, indeed a very great earthquake.
大地震之后,
after this earthquake,
她才知道了,
she knew.
感谢主啊,
thank God.
幸好橄榄油没有及时进口,
it is good that the olive oil did not arrive.
要不然呢, 她这么一震的话呢, 损失惨重,
otherwise her losses would have been very great.
所以在大地震之后,
and so after the great earthquake,
哎, 橄榄油就进来了,
the olive oil came in.
啊, 这个时候她才知道了,
and at this time she knew.
当我们所求的, 啊, 神不一定照我们的意思来成全,
that oftentimes God did not fulfill our prayer according to what we ask,
但一定有神的美意,
but it, there must be the beautiful will of God. We must not doubt.
啊, 所以我们在祷告上面啊,
and so within our prayers,
我们要不断来接受主耶稣操练,
we must unceasingly accept the test of God.
让我们的信心更加坚定,
so that our faith can be made even more stable.
其实我们还没祷告的时候,
in actuality, before we even pray,
神已经知道要怎么样来成全我们的祈求,
God already knows how to fulfill our needs.
只是神知道什么时候来成全是最好的,
but it is only that God knows when it is best to fulfill those needs.
所以在我们的信仰生活里面,
and in our life of faith,
我们要不断地去经历神的这样的操练,
we must constantly experience this kind of testing from God,
我们才能够把这个美好的信仰传承给下一代,
such that we can pass on our faith to the next generation.
在这个以诺啊，这个创世纪里头记载，以诺生了一个儿子啊，
Genesis records how Enoch begot a son,
叫做马图撒拉。
His name was Methuselah.
这个马图撒拉的意思啊，
the meaning of the name Methuselah,
就是说他死的那一天呢， 那个神要来毁灭当代的世界了。
It means that the day he dies, that God will come to destroy the earth.
所以他了解了这个信息之后，
so once he knew the message,
以诺就采取行动，
Enoch picked up the slack.
我们来看犹大书。
Let's turn to the book of Jude.
犹大书，我们来看第十四节、十五节。
Jude verses 14 and 15. Verse 14, Now Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints, 15, to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
好，所以这个地方让我们明白，以诺他知道了，啊，世界要毁灭。
Here, let's just understand that Enoch knew that the world was going to be destroyed.
当然，他知道了这个原因。
He knew the reason.
因为在这个十五节那里就说了。
Because it says in verse 15.
当代很多人不敬虔。
That there was much ungodliness within that generation.
多说一些啊那个刚硬的话。
They spoke harsh things.
所以以诺积极的来传警告。
Enoch was very urgent to spread the warning.
啊，一个。懂得传警告的人
，One who understands to spread the warning，
当然他知道怎么样来提醒自己
，knows how to remind himself。
哎，所以我们说传福音的人呢、啊，这个灵性是一定会成长的。
Therefore, we say that those who preach the gospel, their faith will surely grow。
不止他警醒了
，because not only are they，
他也提醒了他的家人
，that they already have alerted their family members。
所以你看，从以诺之后
，so from Enoch onwards，
马图撒拉
，Methuselah。
拉麦
Lamech,
一直到挪亚
until Noah,
你看到挪亚的时候
we see that
Noah 挪亚是还是积极的传警告
Noah was still urgent to sound the alarm
告诉当代的人你们要赶快进方舟、啊、
to tell the people to enter the ark
你们不进方舟的话要被大水毁灭了
and that if they did not enter the ark they would be destroyed by the great flood
所以他们四代人、啊、积极的传福音
These four generations were urgent to preach.
也因为他们有积极传福音，圣经说挪亚与神同行。
Because of that urgency, we see that the Bible records that Noah walked with God.
所以他们一家人得救了。
And thus his family was saved.
所以今天我们要做信仰的传承。
Today we must pass on our faith.
其实我们也要看清楚。
But we must also see clearly.
我们今天这个世代是末后的世代。
That our generation is of the end times.
整个世界。的情势是越来越不好
，and the world is degrading。
罪恶的影响是越来越大
，and the influence of sin is increasing。
啊，所以我们呢，应该要懂得积极主动的来传扬福音。
Therefore, we must urgently and proactively know how to preach。
因为这个世界虽然是说科技各方面很进步
，because although this world is advanced in technology，
但是这个世界呢，人们碰到了三个问题。
The people of this world face three problems.
是专家学者都没办法解决的。
That the experts and the learned people cannot solve.
第一个就是邪恶的问题啊。
First is of evil.
你说教育能够解决这个问题吗
？Can education solve evil?
教育那么发达，解决不了邪恶。
You know, education is so developed, it cannot solve the problem of evil.
苦难的问题。
Or what about difficulty?
科技那么发达
，Even though technology is so
advanced, 没办法防止苦难的。
Cannot prevent the happening of difficulties.
比如死亡的问题。
There is a problem of death.
医学那么进步。
Even though medicine is so advanced.
还是阻止不了死亡的问题。
We cannot prevent death.
那这个谁能够来解决呢
？Who can solve these things?
就是主耶稣嘛。
Only the Lord Jesus.
所以我们今天信了主以后。
Therefore, after we have believed in the
Lord Jesus. 我们真的心中平安，真的有喜乐。
We have true peace and joy in our hearts.
哎，虽然这个世界那么的邪恶。
Although this world is so evil,
但是我们靠着这个重生的生命
，we rely on this new life.
圣灵的帮助
，we rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够胜过这个邪恶。
We can surpass these things.
苦难的问题。
What about difficulties?
基督徒也会生病
，even Christians will
也会遇到苦难
and face difficulties.
但主耶稣应许我们
，but the Lord Jesus promised.
在世上虽然有苦难
，although we have difficulties in this world,
在主里有平安
，we have peace in Him.
所以我们看到。彼得几次面临那个苦难的威胁
？Even though Peter was threatened multiple times,
他在监牢里头还是唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
Within prayer, he still praised the Lord and sang.
所以苦难及不到我们的。
And so difficulties cannot move us.
哎，所以说我们要赶紧的去传扬这个这么美好的福音。
So we must urgently preach such preach such a beautiful gospel.
让世人呢跟我们来同享这个福音的好处。
that the men of the world may share within our benefits of the gospel.
所以不止我们个人传,
not only must we personally preach,
当我们传福音的时候,
but when we preach,
往往会看到神荣耀的作为显现,
we will see the glorious work of God.
这个对我们的家人来讲是造就很大的。
This is very edifying to our family.
所以我们越传福音, 我们的家的信仰是越健全。
The more we preach, the stronger our family's faith becomes.
所以我们应该效法这个以诺来传扬警告。
Let us follow the example of Enoch to preach the warning.
在创世纪第五章这里告诉我们,
in Genesis chapter 5, it tells us,
啊, 谈到以诺呢, 他也是有家庭的。
That Enoch also had a family life.
在第五章的22节这里说,
verse 22 reads,
啊, 他生养 儿女呢?
He had sons and daughters.
啊, 他有家庭的,
he had a family.
我们今天很多的家庭,
today we have many families.
尤其很多年轻人,
especially many young people.
刚结婚,
they have just become
成家立业,
and established a family and a career.
他们就受到家庭啊, 工作啊, 的这个影响,
they will be influenced by their family and their careers.
有些人就认为说, 我那么忙, 啊, 所以可以少点祷告,
and they think, oh, I'm so busy that I can pray less.
少一点做圣工,
I will do less holy work.
常常体贴自己,
but then they succumb to their own needs.
所以这么一体贴, 我们灵命就一定会退步的。
But when we succumb to our own wants, then our faith will decline.
所以我们要提醒这年轻的一代,
therefore, we must remind the younger generations.
大家都一样要生养儿女,
we must all have sons and daughters.
啊, 但是呢, 信仰一样是要摆第一的。
But also our faith must come first.
个人的灵修的祷告,
a personal spiritual convocation,
家庭祭坛的建立,
our family altar.
我们是不是做得很落实呢?
Have we done these poorly?
啊, 假如说我们做得落实的话,
if we have,
在世上努力的一切啊, 才是有价值的。
Only when we do these things well, then what we do within this earth will have value.
那么在教会也是一样。
And it is likewise in the church.
不要因为工作忙就把教会的工作推迟了。
We cannot decline holy work just because we are busy.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
一个人都没有侍奉的话,
that if one person does not serve,
他的灵命就会死亡的,
this person's faith will
这是必然的事情,
die. This is unavoidable.
所以我们也看到不少的弟兄姐妹,
therefore we have seen not many, not few brothers,
没有侍奉之后,
after they stop serving,
灵性慢慢软弱,
their faith will decline,
然后慢慢流失掉了,
and slowly they will become lost.
信仰就慢慢地消失掉了,
and their faith slowly disappears. How pitiful is this?
我们各位都知道,
each of us know,
很多人都把财富要留给自己的后代,
that we must leave some inheritance for our children.
但是有一句话说,
but there is a saying,
啊, 富不过三代,
that wealth cannot stay until three generations, 啊, cannot last.
信仰呢?
But faith,
我们信仰是不是也不过三代呢?
Can our faith last for three generations?
不会的。 假如我们看重信仰,
if we view it as high priority,
信仰一定是代代相传嘛,
then our faith will last from generation to generation.
假如我们不看重信仰,
but if we do not prioritize it,
不要说三代, 第二代就没了,
we do not even speak of the third generation, by the second it will already disappear.
对我们来讲是一个很难过, 很痛心的事情,
to us it is something that really hurts us.
一个人没有了神以后,
because one who does not have God,
他要往哪里去呢?
Where does he go?
他一定找不到 人生的方向,
he will not be able to find the direction in his life.
所以我们一定要重视, 啊, 信仰的传承,
therefore we must emphasize the importance of passing on the faith.
来唱诗,
let us sing hymn
27首,
27.